This is the Composer's Datebook for May 1st. I'm John Burge. Today's date marks two anniversaries in the life of American composer, teacher, and organist Leo Sowerby, who lived from 1895 to 1968. Sowerby was born on May 1st in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and on his 32nd birthday in 1927, was hired as the permanent organist and choir master at St. James Church in Chicago, where he remained for the next 35 years. Sowerby wrote hundreds of pieces of church music for organ and chorus, plus chamber and symphonic works, which are only recently receiving proper attention. It's not that Sowerby was neglected during his lifetime. He won many awards, including a Pulitzer Prize in 1946. But many people seemed put off by both his unabashedly romantic style and his unprepossessing physical appearance. The younger American composer Ned Roram, who took theory lessons from Sowerby, described it this way. Leo Sowerby was, of my parents' generation, a bachelor, reddish-complexioned and milky-skinned, chain-smoker of Fatima cigarettes, unglamorous and non-mysterious, likable, with a perpetual worried frown, overweight and wearing rimless glasses, earthy, practical, interested in others even when they were talentless. A stickler for basic training, Sowerby was the first composer I knew and the last thing a composer was supposed to resemble. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.